Okay, we are in Daf Samach Zayin Amud Beis, and again, today's learning. Limud Hayom, Aliyos Nishmas, Zecher Nishmas. HaRab Yaakov Tovid, Rab Abba Moshe, on the day before his Yahrzeit, may the learning be as chus for his neshama, sponsored by his children, Rabbi and Mrs. Eliyahu Meir Renner. Okay, there is a test ready to go. The Meir Hashem will be posted, whatever gets posted, and everybody is welcome to take it. Okay, we are Samach Zayin Amud Beis. The Gemara is trying to find a source. The Kedushin is not typing the Chayvei Krisus. So the Gemara brought a source from the Pasuk. I'm going to review what we did yesterday so we can continue today. The Yatsa V'Hayisalish Achar. Achar says she can only marry, this is a woman that gets divorced. She can only marry an Achar. We want to exclude relatives. So the Gemara's question was, maybe we're excluding a son only. Other relatives, the Kedushin is typhus. So the Gemara said, no, because the son says, but Yikach is Yisrael Shabbat. It already tells me that Kedushin is not typhus. In fact, the Gemara, maybe Yikach is Yisrael Shabbat is only telling me not to do it. Not that it doesn't work. Zok to Gemara, not to do it, I learned now from Achais Isha. It says over there, Isha Achais Yikach, don't do it. So, Kamachayim, if I'm not allowed to do it by Chayv Krisus, I'm for sure not allowed to do it by Chayv Mrs. Beth. So therefore, La Yika Kishas Aishas of him cannot mean don't do it, because that's not necessary. It says, Isha Achaisa Le Sikach Litzar. So we're translating Le Sikach as do not do the act of Kedushin. Right? Doesn't say it doesn't work, just says don't do the act of Kedushin. So you're not allowed to do it by Chayva Krisis. Sure, you're not allowed to do it by Chayva Mises Bezin, like a father's wife. So Le Sikach is not necessary by La Yika Kishas Aishas of him. So therefore, that what Yikach tells me doesn't work. So because that's already included, so what does Achar tell me? Achar must tell me the rest of the relatives. That's where we left it off yesterday. So we're up to Ve'ema. That's a good point. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 lines at the bottom.
Which is the rest of the relatives what?
That Kedusha is not Typhus. Which is what we're looking for in this whole Gemara. Frank the Gemara. Maybe the pasuk I announced it twice. Maybe the pasuk of Achar excludes a wife's sister. Not to her sister's husband. Maybe that's the one being excluded from Achar. Not all Chayvei Krisus. Maybe just Achais Isha. Right? And where am I? Yeah. I'm 12 lines at the bottom. Tamach Zayin Amid Beis. Amy Edi Bachais Isha. Let's say the Pasuk Isha Lachaisel Sikach tells me do not do it Lachatchila. And Achar excludes her B'dievet. Meaning, why are we saying it includes all Chayv increases? Maybe the one excluded from Achar is just a wife's sister. The woman gets divorced. Do not marry your sister's husband. And if you do, it doesn't work. So how do I know all Chayv increases? From the pasuk of Achar, I can only exclude a wife's sister.
Why do you think that?
Because we have a pasuk that says don't do it. So it makes sense that the second pasuk says it doesn't work. The other Eved, it never says don't do. And for the Gemara, Einach Yinami. You're right. The pasuk of Achar is only excluding a wife's sister. So we know the Kedushin is not typhus by two. By son, we know it because it says by Yikach Ish Yisrael Aviv. And by a wife's sister, we know it from Achar. Those are the only two we know. We don't know any other Erev at this point. Respecting Gemara Ashkechon Achais Isha, Shar Arayas Minolon. How do I know the rest of the Arayas? Fine, you found me a pasuk that if a guy divorces his wife, she has to marry an other person, not her sister's husband. That won't work. Fine. Maybe only that one. How do I know a brother's wife? How do I know all other Chayv increases?
Well, how does that work?
Again.
What's the case of the whole...
I'm confused. Again, let's start again. The Torah says that a person divorces his wife, v'holcha v'hoysa l'ish achar. Haisa means the Kedusha works. Le'ish Achar, not to fill in the blank. Achar says the Kedusha will only work with an Ish Achar not with a fill in the blank.
She's married?
Again, the man divorces his wife. The Torah allows the wife to go v'hoisa. She can have kedushin l'ish achar. Achar says, and not blank. Again, not blank. Just listen to the words. The Gemara wanted to say that not blank meant all relatives. And therefore, that was the source that kedushin does not work by relatives. The Gemara responded, maybe it means one relative, the son. She can't marry her husband, first husband's son. The Gemara answered, let me go through it. The Gemara answered, says, like, yikach ishas ishas oven. It tells me that a son's kedushin is not typhus. I don't need achar for that. So achar must mean another fill in the blank. All Arabic. That's what the Gemara said. Frank the Gemara, maybe like yikach is just telling me l'chatchila not to do it. Who says it means b'diavad not to do it? Dr. Gemara, for l'chatchila, I don't need a pasuk. Because I have a pasuk that says by a wife's sister, ishalach ha'isulei sikach, which will now translate to mean do not try, don't attempt to make a kedushin. L'chatchila, so I can make a kal v'chomer. If I'm not supposed to do it to my wife's sister, for sure I can't do it to my father's wife. That's the chayv mitzvah's vessel. So why do I need a pasuk to tell me don't do it? I can learn how don't do it from a chaytisha. Must be like Yikach is telling me it doesn't work. So therefore, I know that a son can't marry his father's wife from the word like Yikach. Done. But what does Achar tell me? All other arayas. So what is the source that kedushin is not type of b'chayv mitzvah? Achar. You can only marry an other person, not blank. And we're filling in the blank with all erves. Practicing Gemara, who allows you to fill it in with all Arabs? Maybe the Torah is saying to the woman, don't marry your sister's husband.
She got divorced.
Right, and she's not allowed to marry her sister's husband.
And what's her sister's husband? He's married already.
So he can marry five wives. He can marry 100 wives. Maybe the Torah is saying kedushin doesn't work if it's your sister's husband.
Only that.
But
we have a
perishable. Oh, it says, don't do it. Don't do it.
But if you did it,
maybe it works. Doesn't work. How do I know all other Arabs? Maybe fill in the blank by Achar to exclude Achayt Isha. Now, I know I'm saying Achayt Isha and I said sister's husband. Because we're looking at it's the same thing, it's just the opposite side of the coin. Practic Gemara, Ve'eme Idividi, Bachois Isha, Halachat Chila, Habadi Evet. Zokta Gemara, Enochinami. You're right. Achar only excludes Achois Isha. You're right. Practic Gemara, Askechal Achois Isha, Shara Rayas Minolon. So we're back to the ranch. We're back to the kasha. How do you know that all chayv mikrisus kedushin is not typhus? Achar won't help you. Achar excludes one.
Why isn't it? Maybe it just means
it's not seen well. There's two psukim. And Achar is the b'nevet.
Maybe yesterday said something that I should have interrupted. You said earlier, 2 days ago, really, you said the yikach is one way of saying it. Another way, lo yigala.
That means it, that's right. The yikach adds, don't do an act of kedushin.
So maybe that in itself is a riot that's not true.
No, it's not. It just means l'chatchila, don't do it.
What's the yigala mean?
Don't live with her.
If the Torah is changing the lashon and using...
To tell me that, listen, Kaya marries a grusha. The Torah says, well, yikach. Is the kedusha chal? Again. We pass the kedusha types in b'chai v'lavim. The Torah says, well, yikach. Of course it's chal. I says, well, yikach.
Why did Rebbe bring down the thing with yikach?
I meant to say that yikach refers to an act of kedushin, Because you'll tell me, maybe Yigal just means live with her. How do I see act of Kedusha to begin with? That's why I brought it in. And for the Gemara, ask Chayzisha. Shara Rayat Minolan, Yafina Ma Chayzisha. We make a logical comparison. Ma Chayzisha, Yuchedish Yerv, and the Chayavan Azai Nikaras, and Shigos Achatas by Tosama Kedusha. Chayzisha is a Chayvi Krisis, and Shaygi giving the Chatas. It's an Erv. And Kedusha is not typhus, we learn not from Achar. Of course, the Erv, the Chayavan Azai Nikaras, and Shigos Achatas, and that's no Kedusha. It's called a Mamatinu, a logical comparison. Why should all Chayvi Krisis be any different than a Chayzisha? So we learn out from the pasuk only Achrei Sisha. Then we extend it using logic. Rashi. Zok Rashi. Edi v'edi, which is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines to the bottom. Edi v'edi lo tikach v'hoisi l'sha'achrei mi edi v'edi v'achrei Sisha. They're both talking about a wife's sister. The Kibbutz Ashkelon of the Azra of the Chatchila, since the Torah said Leizikach, Ikalamemer the other custom of Eisel Ishachar the Mutim Balachais the Shein Laba Havaya, coming to exclude her husband's sister that he can't have kedushin. Avashar Koy from the Ashkelon of Azra Skicha Chatchila, by other relatives he doesn't say the word do not do the act of kedushin. But come with the Eved Leinitzvusu, maybe the Eved it works. Who says it won't work for the Eved? Ein Hachinami the Chais Ishi Ikalamemer. You're right. Achar only teaches me Achayis Isha. And everything else, Dafina Achayis Isha, the Binyan Av, Bamemetzinu. Rashi's telling me, a Binyan Av means just like we find. That's called a Mametzinu, and a Binyan Av are synonymous. Frek the Gemara, you can't do this. Because once you open it up to logic, I can argue logically. If I have a drusha, I can't argue. If you're expanding it logically, so I can put my two cents into this. Bishloima kulu asin. I can understand learning out all chayv increases. But there are two that I can't learn out. Eishas ish, the eishas ach, ikulamifrach. Eishas ish is not the same as achayis isha. Because eishas ish becomes mutter during her husband's lifetime. Achayis Isha can never become mutter during her husband's lifetime. And therefore, you can say Eishes Ish is a less severe erva, in the sense that we see the Torah permits it under certain circumstances when the husband divorces her. He's alive. Torah says divorce makes her not an Eishes Ish. That means here is a man that banned her, and while he's alive, she becomes permissible. That's the kind of thing we don't see by Achayis Isha. As long as her sister's alive, she's not permissible. And Eishesach, right, even that, I spoke about the second kasha. First kasha is, Eishesish has a heter. Eishesach has a heter. And that's Eishesish. And Eishesach has a heter b'malka mitzvah. The Torah allows you to violate that when there's yibum. So here are two ervas that have leniencies that Achayis Isha doesn't have. So how can I make a comparison and learn out a stringency from Achayis Isha when these two ervas are different than Achayis Isha? So I can't make a logical comparison.
In fact, everything else you could.
Everything else. So if my Bishlai Mekulu asks him, all other Chayv increases, I can learn out. Elaishas Ish, Reishas Ach, Ikel Mifrach. And the Gemara will say two questions. Eishesach has permission, has leniency in the place of mitzvah. Eishesach nami yikil mivrach. Malachach shkein lehetem b'chay yisran. Taimer beishesach yesh lehetem b'chay yisran. Eishesach can become mutter during the lifetime of the man who banned her. Eishesach cannot. So where do we know other harayas from? You learned it out from Acher that only went in Achayis Isha. I learned everything out with a logical comparison. We just threw the logical comparison away. Not comparison to two of them. Dr. Gemara, Elam, Rabbi Yain, Rabbi Tamer, Rabbi Hun.
Those are exceptions.
What? I didn't hear your question. We're trying to learn everything out of Machlokes Isha. Those two cannot fit in.
Why don't you say that the Achus Isha and the Achir are Shnei Ksuvim?
No, it's not, because Shnei Ksuvim are born Ke'echad.
If we're, who asked this question?
What?
Who asked this question?
Nobody. I mean, no offense to you, Rabbi Cohen, you ask unbelievable questions, but this is not one of them. Because Shnei Ksuvim are born Ke'echad is based on the fact that it's unnecessary repetition. If I need it, then it's not Shnei Ksuvim Abon Ke'echad.
Here, you need it for the
exactly. So therefore, nobody asked the question. Because it's a misunderstanding of the concept of Shnei Ksuvim Abon Ke'echad. You usually ask great questions. Unbelievable questions. Great questions. Listen, here was not this one didn't make the grade. This didn't make the grade.
Thank you.
Dr. Gemara, El Amar Reb Yaina, B'Tamer Reb Huna Reb Yeshua. Amakra, at the end of the Parsha of Arayas, in Parshas Achrei Bais, it lists all the Arayas. And at the end it says, Kol Ashiyasa Mikola Te'eva Se'elu V'Nichrasu. The Torah puts all them together to say the Chai V'Koras. So we say, the Torah compares all Arayas to each other. And therefore, since the Torah compared all Arayas to each other, and you don't know Halacha, and the Torah revealed it to me in one of them, the Hekesh, which is not given to logic, the Hekesh, which is brought down from the way the Torah told me to read Psukim, and the Torah said, compare all Arayas. So I know
I'm meshing all of them.
And then saying, Ki kol ha-shiyasa mikol ha-te'evetelu. You lump them all together. By putting them all together, the Torah says, in any unknown halacha, compare them to each other. See, I'm trying to avoid that there might that. Okay, believe me, I'll tell you why I avoid the Gemara constantly. Machayis isha l'tasul b'kedushin. I'm kol arayis kulam l'tasul b'kedushin. This is a hekish. Hekish is beyond reproach. You can't ask your logical questions on a hekish. The Torah says compare them. You logically don't know why to compare them. That's your problem. The Torah says compare them. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, somebody mute themselves, please. Malach ha'isisha shkein lehetem b'makam mitzvah shein lebonim akav ha'meis. Yafinim b'perikam li yavamas. The yamekan aloha b'chayeha. Rashi's bringing the pasuk, the how do I know that you don't do yibum by ha'isisha. Because it says the word aloha. V'namek l'hal yavama yavi aloha. Even if it's Yibum, it's your wife's sister, there's no mitzvah of Yibum. She's never mutter in the lifetime of her sister. Even if the husband were to divorce his wife, her sister remains usher as long as the wife is alive. The husband can release her with a get. The Parsha of Arayas Ksiv, that is written in the Parsha of Arayas. Yes, doctor.
I'm not certain why you were stressing that there's no connection between all the Chai V'Krisis, that there's an obvious connection, which is that they're all linked to different cults. They all have this aspect.
I don't know what you meant. I was stressing. If I was, that was a mistake. Mm-hmm. All I was trying to say is it's not logical. Meaning, if you're approaching it with logic, we showed that Eish HaSach and Eish HaSish are different. If you have a Hekish, it doesn't allow you to ask that question. That's all I meant to say. Again, if I use my brain, I can ask questions. If I use a Hekish, I'm not allowed to I can ask all the questions I want. It's meaningless. That's the point here. We tried to learn it out logically. We said that we got a problem. So Hekish said, don't use your brain to question it. Accept it blindly.
What I'm saying, I suppose, is that it's not only the pasuk, which has the word kol, which unifies. The hekesh itself is the relationship.
Again, I don't think we're disagreeing. Again, can you ask a question on a hekesh? No. Can I ask a question on a logical comparison? Yes. That's all I meant to say. That's all. Zach the Gemara. Yehachi asala need the nami. Need is a chayv krisus. So it shouldn't be type of kedushin. Person who married the nida, the kedushin should be invalid. Chayv krisus. If you're learning it out with a hekish, nida is in that parsha. Included in
Arayas?
It's in the parsha of Arayas. Right there in Achrimai. The pasuk listed in the parsha of Arayas. And at the end it says, Mikol ata eva salolu, and one of them is Nida.
Everything else is an actual...
I don't know. You're going to define Erva. I don't know definitions. I'm not so smart. I know that the pasuk...
He just said it's mentioned...
It's mentioned in that parsha. It's in... Again... When the Torah said, Mikol HaShiyasa, Mikol HaTeva, Nichrusu, is it including Nida?
Yes.
That's how I know Nida is Chayv Karis. From this pasuk. So whether you want to call it an Erva or whether you want to call it a different name, that's up to you. I'm saying that the Torah calls it a Teva. And the Torah puts it in the word Mikol HaTeva Seilu. And we're saying now that heck, he says they're all equal. That means Kedusha is not Teva in any of them. So why is Kedusha Teva in Nida? And who says it is? Allah Ma'am Rabbaya. Hakol Ma'idim Babal Anidim Al Asaita. Shein Avlad Mamzer. Everybody agrees if somebody lives with a need and has a child, even though it's a Chayv Krisus, and by all Chayv Krisus, the kid is a Mamzer, need is an exception. And the reason it's an exception, the Gemara is assuming, is the Kedushin is Typhus. It's a different kind of Chayv Krisus. And by Saita, it's going like a Mekiva. Who says Chayv Elav and also make a Mamzer and Kedushin are not Typhus? Saita, living with a woman that was Mizana. Saita does not mean here now the woman that's accused that we take to drink. Saita means a guy's wife was Mizana. He's not allowed to stay married to her. If he stays married to her, he's Chayv Elav. If they have a child, according to Bakiva, we would say the kid's a Mamzer. He's a product of a Chayv Elav. And the Bakiva holds, yes, Mamzer, a Chayv Elav. Comes along Dabai and he says, no, Sait is an exception. Sait is an exception of Chayv Elavin, and Nid is an exception for Chayv Krisus. But if the source is a Hekish, why is Nid an exception? That's the Gemara's Kacha. Gemara's not questioning that it is an exception. We know it's an exception. Abaya told us it's an exception. Abaya told us that Kedushin does work by Nida, and Kid is not a Mamzer, kosher Kid. And yet, if the source of Kedusha not being Typhus is the Hekish, why is Nida an exception? That's the Gemara's gotcha. We're not questioning the Halacha, we're questioning why is it an exception? So, the Gemara, Amar Cheskia, Amar Kro, Utihi Nidasa Olav. It says when a man lives with a Nida, he gets the Tumah of the Nida for 7 days. We're not getting above now, Tumatara, not Negeya today, unfortunately. Sheikh who come will all get Tara anyway. But if a man lives with a Nida, he gets the Tumas Nida from her. Now, it uses the word Tehi, which means Kedushin, to tell me, Tehi Nidasa, he can do Kedushin in a Nida. So the Torah spelled out an exception. Tehi is a Lashon of Kedushin. Afilu B'shas Nidasa, Sei Ba'avaya.
That's
the word Haisa is the word of marriage. See, he is also from that source. What do you mean?
He
doesn't make a difference. He can live with his wife. There's no restriction on a man who has Tumas Nida to live with his other wife. There's no difference. It makes absolutely no difference in restriction. It's that he's tummy for 7 days. Very few times is a person tummy for 7 days, unless he's a Zav or tummy maids. If he lives with a Nida, he gets Tumah for 7 days. A lesser Tumah is not as Tumah as his wife, but that's not the point. We're dealing with Tumah Tara, not Negeyas today. What Negeyas is, the word Tehi tells me Kedushin is Typhus. This is the source. Nida is an exception. Not because of logic, but because the Torah made an exception. Now we got a problem. So we have two Chayv Krisus that we know the Halacha. Achais Isha, Kedushin is not Typhus. Nida, Kedushin is Typhus. The Torah said all Arayas are compared. To what? Maybe they're all compared to Nida, the Kedushin is Typhus. How do I know which way to make the comparison? I only have one where the Torah said it doesn't work. Chayzisha. I have one that the Torah said it does work. Then the Torah said, they're all created equal. Now, obviously, one is going to be an exception. Which one is the rule, and which one is the exception?
What are happening to the son?
Only the son. That's a special halacha. No, because it says, well, Yikach is extra. It tells me he was the Evan. But he can't be the source because it's not, he's the Chai V'Misa's Ben. Interesting question. Why isn't he the source of the Hekish? I don't know. I don't know. Zakta Gemara, Michti. Ikilak Shuila Nida. I can compare it to Nida. Ikilak Kuchila Chaisisha. Machaz is the Maksus La Chaisisha. Actually Nida. Who told you which way to go? The whole source that Kedusha is not typhus is because the Torah made a Hekish to Chaisisha. Maybe the Torah made a Hekish to Nida. One of them is going to be an exception. Zakta Gemara, Kula Lachumra Lachumra Makshinan. This is a rule in Hekish. This is not because we're Mesupik. If we were Mesupik, we wouldn't be able to give a guy Karas. We wouldn't be able to give a guy Maldam and bring him a Chatos. It's a rule in Hekish that when you have the Torah says, compare everything, and you can either compare it to something that's lenient or strict, the rule of Hekish says, go the strict way. This is not Mesupik. Not because I don't know, I go Luchumra. I know. The Torah's rules of Hekish, in chapter 1, in number 3, is, I just made that up, is anytime you have a question which way a Hekish should go, go the stricter way. Not because you don't know, because the rule says you do know. The rule says this is what the Torah wants. And Memela, this is what handed down Messina.
Who told Rabbi that that's Pshat?
It has to be Pshat. I'll show you in a second why I know I'm shy, right? Okay? But that's the rule. Let me read Rashi. Dr. Rashi, a villain needed namim, kiddish pnuya befein nedusa. He married a single girl while she's in Eda, let her have a kedushin. The bala bin nedusa, he had vlad mamzer. Alama babaya, what? What? Can't hear you. That's the kasha, why not? If we're learning it as Machaisisha, why not? That's in Mars Kasha. Alama Rabbi Yavamas Machailas, Hakal Maidim, Shimon Atamani Dama Yesh Mamsa Machaiva Krisis, Maidim Babala Nida, that is not a Mamser. Rabbi Kiva Dama Yesh Mamsa Machaiva Lavin, Maidim Babala Saita, the Kina Love in Istra. He warned her and she went into a room. Davala Bilav, the Yuchabal Harishan, there's a love that he's not allowed to live with her, because I mean Yavamas. Hamani Machai Machreashu Tama. The Pasuk Akhle Hushitama, which is written by Magzir Grushasai. It's not even written by Saita. But we learn now from the word Hutama that it's talking about a woman that was Mizana. The Rabbi Saita Shinistra. That if a Saita went privately into a room, it's a lav to live with her, unless she's exonerated. Shaina Vlad Mamzer, Shardai Kedushin Aimdamba. She's still married. Michti, Zuktrashi. Haka Keshid Rabbi Aina, Ikilakshin the Shara Rais Vachai Sisha. You can compare the Malta Chai Sisha to the heavy Kedushin. You can go either way. So why are you going one way, not the other way? L'chumra, lasa savad mamzer. Shamamzeris tuluyim bekedushin. Because mamzeris is a product of lack of kedushin. The chol mishein all of kedushin havlad mamzer. Period.
How
do we know that? That we learn out in Masechtas Yevamos, Daf Mem Hei Amud Beis.
Once you know that, then he does not.
Nida is not part of it because the Torah said Kedushin is typhus. And once Kedushin is typhus, the kid cannot be a mamzer. Yes, doctor.
It would seem that there's another way which no one is trying to obviously get shot right away, which is we know that Nida is different from the other heavy creases in that it is used to refer to specifically any state which is time bound because a brother's brother, I mean a husband's brother, it also refers to the Nida. Nida refers to what we usually say, menstruation, and it also refers
again,
to...
Again, I'll go back, I'll change the clock back 10 minutes. When I said, we cannot use this kind of thing to exclude from a Hekish, the Hekish compared everything in the Parsha. Unless you specifically see a heter that Kedushin is typhus, you can give me all reasons in the world and it's not going to destroy the Hekesh. Yes, Avraham Cohen wanted to know, how did I know to explain L'chula l'chumra l'chumra makshina is not mitam suffik, but is mitam vadai? That was Avraham Cohen's question. The answer is, the halacha is, if somebody lives with a nida b'shagig, he has to bring a carbon chatas. Every chayv increases, b'shagig, is a chiyav chatas. That's the halacha. So now, a guy lives with a nida b'shagig, he brings a carbon chatas. Now, the question is, I'll step back. Guy lives with an eishes ish b'shagig, he's chayav chatas. What would happen if a guy made Kedushin in Anita and then somebody else lived with her? Would the guy bring a Chatas for Eishes Ish? So according to Avraham Cohen, he should not. It's a suffix whether he's Chayav or Karpin. And he's suffix, we don't send the Chatas. Because maybe Kedushin is typhus. Anita is Vade typhus. Let's say a guy married, A guy made Kedushin in his brother's wife. Had children, he died, he married his brother's wife. And then he made Kedushin in his brother's wife. And then, I'm trying to find a case. When we suffix, we wouldn't be allowed to bring a carbon. But if it's a Vadai, not Typhus Kedushin. It happens to be that my source of this is a Gemara Baba Kama, but that's I can't prove it at this point. I can't think of the proof that it's not a Suffolk halacha, but there's a rule in Hekesh, l'kula l'chumra l'chumra machinan. It's not a Suffolk Kedushin. I'll prove it right now. A guy's Mekadosh his brother's wife. Does she need a get? If you're right that it's only Misuffolk, but maybe Kedushin is typhus, she should need a get before she marries anybody else. I'm saying a brother's wife, Kedushin is not typhus. But it's only because we're Makash and L'chumra. But maybe it's not L'chumra, and maybe it's L'kula, so maybe she is married to the guy, and she should need a get before she marries anybody else.
Is this the whole Shaila, if you go L'chumra,
comes to Vadai? Yes. I asked you this. No, Vadai. No, thank you for telling me to Vadai. That's what I've been saying for the last 10 minutes.
What I'm saying is, after we know that Gola Chumra...
It's not a Vadai, no. Something the Raisa Lachumra does not make a Vadai. No. Something the Raisa Lachumra says, don't do it. Well, it's a chumra to say Kedushin doesn't work. It's a kula to say the Kedushin does work. The Torah wrote me by Chayis Isha.
But it doesn't work. But it does work by Nida.
Exactly. And by Chayis Isha, it doesn't work.
How do you know that?
We learned that out from Acher. Acher told us by Chayis Isha it doesn't work. So we have two givens. That by Nida it works, and by Chayis Isha doesn't work. Came along the Torah and said, all Arayas are the same. Now, there's going to be one exception, because the Torah wrote one exception. But we don't know which one is the rule and which one is the exception. So came along the Gemara, so the Gemara asked the question, how do you know which is the rule and which is the exception? And for the Gemara, whenever you can go L'kula L'chumra, we go L'chumra. Avraham Cohen, Rav Avraham Cohen, wanted to say that means we don't know, so suffik deraisa l'chumra. That would mean in every case when you marry a chayv krisis, not nida, it'd be a suffik kedusha. Where machmer, maybe it's not. Maybe it is. She would need a get. So I said, l'chumra l'chumra maksumah machshina is a rule. It's how you use hekesh. When hekesh was given to us, as one of the ways we use the Torah, it was given with the following rule, that if you have a question whether you should go lenient or strict, go strict. That's the rule of Hekesh. That's why I said it. happens to be that's the way it is. I just have to find the case to prove it to you.
No, you don't. Have to.
No, I do. If not, I have to say I don't know. I have to be honest. Rav Acha bar Yaakov Amar, a new source, the Kedushin is not typhus. A new source. Asya b'kavachayimim yavama. Now, there's a machlokes Rav and Shmuel. This Gemara is going with Rav's opinion. Rav learns, says by Yavama L'shuk, Laisiya eshes hameis hachutza le'izor. Rav learns it means Kedushin does not work to a stranger. Laisiya. Siya means Kedushin. Laisiya doesn't mean don't do it. Laisiya means it doesn't work. That's how Rav learns it. That means Rav tells me a chiddush that even if you don't agree to Rabbi Kiva, even if you hold Kedushin is typhus b'chai v'lavim, a Yavama L'shuk is not typhus. So the question is, now we have a Kal v'chaymer. Madech Yavama L'shuk, which is only a lav. The Torah said Kedushin is not typhus. For sure, Chai v'kris says Kedushin is not typhus. Kal v'chaymer.
Wait.
Yavama L'shuk, everybody agrees according to Rav.
Oh,
we
don't pass like that, do we?
By Yavama L'shuk? It's a machlokes, it's not a pasuk, it's not a geyas. We don't have Yavama L'shuk. I mean,
when they compose a pasuk and they decide to marry someone else, it doesn't. Not
according to Rav, it's not typhus. Means if a guy dies and his brother does not do chalitza and she gets married, according to Rav, she's not married. Shmuel says it's a suffix. But I'm not gonna get. I got this sugi Yavama.
Everyone agrees it's a lav.
That's a machlokes b'shaydim. Yes, it's a lav. I take that back. It's a lav. So, Rav Acha bar Yaakov is saying, I can learn how Kedushin is not typhus v'chai v'krisis from my logic. Asya b'kavachar m'mi yavama l'shuk. Ma yavama shiva lav l'tavus of a Kedushin. So chai v'misis v'chai v'krisis l'koshkein. That's my source. Rashi. Dr. Rashi. Asya Shara Rai Bakabakami Yavama L'shuk. Shane Tai Sklushin by Sudaka the Yama Rav Biavamas. Minai Shane Klushin Tyson Biavama. How do I know Klushin is not Tyson Biavama? Nixiv Lysia Asia Same Sakhutza. Lysa Hey Bahavaya Lazar. It won't work. Hachi Gassinan, Chai V'Kris, Mises, Chai V'Kris is my coach. Sorry?
You
already
used to
learn that Mahaitha means
Kedushin.
Before by Asians. By a bunch of
places,
yes. What is this? There are Mahaitha's by Stamps, by Rouse Full of
There? Yeah.
Again, we're not learning Yavamas now, it's a Sugi Yavamas. I'm going to defer. Dr. Gemara. I got a problem. If you're learning out from Yavama L'shuk, why don't I say all Chai V'Lav and Kedushin shouldn't be typhus? Compare them to Yavama L'shuk. If you misrime, if you have a pasuk by Chai V'Krisis, only Chai V'Krisis. The heckish was by Chai V'Krisis. He called us, he asked me, called us to Ava, say, Luvinik was so. But now you're telling me that we're learning it out from Yavama L'shuk. Yavama L'shuk is a Chai V'Lav.
This is Aga. Is a kid going to be a mamzer?
By what?
By this Yavama L'shuk?
No.
Even though it's not...
That's an exception. Well, because by every other law of condition is typhus, and Yavama L'shuk is an exception, so it won't be a mamzer. Well, Kasha. At the end of the day, the condition is typhus, Chai V'Lav. And only Yavama L'shuk is different.
Quinterah.
Again.
No, those are bad. Those are public. Lawyers.
Okay. You were forcing me to address an issue I was trying to avoid. Because of a haisa means kedushin, doesn't mean that every time it says it, it has to mean kedushin. When it's saying... Let me try to explain. When the Torah says she gets divorced, the whole of a haitza l'ishachar, the Torah saying she marries somebody. But that, isn't that what the word means?
It means typhus.
Yes. We'll get that in a second.
Okay.
In English, she went and married somebody. Now, translate the word marry for me. Okay. So we see the Haisa means Kedushin is Taifas. We know it because the story of the Pasuk is that she married somebody. Now, when the Torah says, Usi Nidasa Olav, the word of Sihi is out of the place. Therefore, we learn out Sihi means Havaya. That's how we learned that Kedushin is Taifas Benita. But when the Torah says a woman shouldn't marry anybody, right? Doesn't have to mean that it doesn't work. Maybe the Torah is just telling you you shouldn't get married to somebody. There's a Rav who says it means that it won't work. Rav says that. It's Rav's Chiddush. Lysia means it doesn't work. Because I could learn Lysia means she shouldn't go do it. You're bothered because the word Sia means Kedushin. So therefore, automatically, it means it doesn't work. Maybe not. Maybe the Torah is saying, don't do Kedushin. Rav's Chiddush is that it doesn't work. Correct. Shmuel argues. That's a sugya masechta
yevamos.
Okay.
It's not the word that can be brought to one another.
Well, okay. Zok tegemari, achi chai v'lav, v'shar chai v'lav, v'nami. So I'm just going to learn the first terence. I'm going to get involved later on other things. We are limited, but I will learn this terence. There's a pasuk that says Kedushin is Chayv v'chayv v'lav. Why? It says, Kisiyana l'ishtei nashim. Pasuk of Farshim, the same man has two wives. Achas ahuva v'achas nua. He loves one, hates the other. Now, do you have a havamina that the Torah allows personal hatred to affect halacha? The Torah has to tell me that he can't deny the oldest son status to the woman he hates? I mean, isn't this fact? This is the oldest son? Since when does he pick the oldest son? What Havamina is there because he dislikes her, that therefore the halacha should change? Does the Rebbeinu Shlom differentiate whether he loves her or hates her? That the Torah should have to address this issue? Ella Ahuva ben Sueha, Snua, Snua ben Sueha. Rebbeinu Shlom hates the marriage. Here's a man that has two wives. One Rebbeinu Shlom loves the marriage, and one Rebbeinu Shlom hates the marriage. And it says, V'chlam Rachmana Kisiena, they're his wives. That means he married somebody that Rebbeinu Shlom has hate that he married to. Who's the lady that Rebbeinu Shlom hates that he's married to? Can't be Chayv HaKrisis, but Chayv HaKrisis he's not married to. Must be Chayv HaLav. She's the snua. She's the hated one.
Maybe he's telling you shouldn't have a second wife.
There's no such halacha in the Torah.
Leah
said she was a snua. But it didn't affect halacha. Torah didn't have to come along and tell me a different halacha. What? Well, I'm not getting involved now. I'm learning Chumash here. That's Rashi. It's a logical comparison. Kedushin is not type. I've called she belav and Kedushin types of bab. The hedging symbol the top stool. She asked her who will have Malcolm. Climber. Because also Sinatra Shabbat Hashuba will have Malcolm. Does your body some care whether you love her or hate her in halacha? He might care that you have seen his freedom. But that's not the point. Lishano is Tin Hanachla Mishvila? Because of your hatred, the rule of inheritance is going to be changed? That the Torah had to warn you not to shoot your class to look to the Yuchul of Akras Ben Ahuva? Just give it to your oldest son. We don't care whether you love the mother or not. Snuah ben Yisrael. She says, Snuah b'lefnei Malkum. Kigam chai v'lavim. Kam rachmona kisiyena. Alma izbu avaya. Now Rashi's bothered by the Gemara's next kasha. Maybe it means asay. Who says it means a love? Maybe it means he married a mistress. Which is a lesser isser. That's going to be the Gemara's Kasha. We'll worry about it in Mitzvah Shabbat Monday. So everybody should have a wonderful Hanukkah vacation. And for those who are traveling, they should have a Derech Tzlecha, safe trip.
Monday.
Is that class tomorrow or Friday?
No. No class tomorrow or Monday. Or Sunday.
Sunday.